This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Pentecost_Friday_C. First posted August 6, 2010. 1 Corinthians 12:1-11 Spiritual Gifts. Paraphrase. Paul wanted the Corinthian Christians and all believers to be informed about spiritual gifts. Before we accepted Jesus as Lord, we were going astray after idols, although we probably were emotionally moved by them. So we should know that one can't be motivated by the Holy Spirit to curse Jesus, and no one can truly praise Jesus as Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Compare Romans 8:15-16, for ye had not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye had received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16 The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. Galatians 4:6-7, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. The one and only Holy Spirit gives a variety of spiritual gifts. There are a variety of ways to serve, but only one Lord. There are a variety of deeds inspired by one God. Note the suggestion of the Trinity, God, Lord, and Holy Spirit. Each believer is given a manifestation of the Holy Spirit for the benefit of the congregation. Some speak wisdom, some are given knowledge, some are given faith, some are given the ability to heal, some are given the ability to work miracles, to some, prophecy, to some, the ability to distinguish between spirits, the ability to speak in tongues, or the ability to interpret tongues. These are all guided and empowered by the one Spirit, according to his will and purpose. Commentary: Some congregations emphasize seeking to discover spiritual gifts. Other congregations make no mention of spiritual gifts. Some churches are led by born again, John 3:3-5-8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Leaders, and some are led by unregenerate, not born again, leaders. I think there is a right way and a wrong way to try to identify spiritual gifts. Using a spiritual, self-help, type book or program, seems to me like Abram, taking his wife's maidservant to help God fulfill his promise of a son and heir for Abraham, Genesis 16:1-6, Now Sarai Abram's wife bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing, I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai Abram's wife took Hagar her maid the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee, I had given my maid into thy bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand, do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. The right way, in my experience, is to begin to seek God's will, one day at a time. Matthew 6:11, Give us this day our daily bread, by daily Bible reading with prayer and meditation. As we do so, God will begin to reveal his will for us daily. Faith, obedient trust, involves discipleship and spiritual growth. God is not going to reveal his ultimate will for our life's work immediately. We have to learn to hear and do his will in small steps. When God reveals a ministry for us, he provides the resources necessary to accomplish that ministry. When I started out, I felt led to social ministry, concern for the poor, within my congregation as an outreach into the community. God made it possible for me to be the chairman, and gave me the knowledge, wisdom and resources to accomplish that ministry. But that wasn't my life's work. God closed the window of that opportunity, but opened the door to evangelism as an inreach into the congregation, and an outreach into the community. I became the evangelism chairman. He gave me the opportunities and the resources to accomplish that ministry. When that opportunity closed, he opened others sequentially. Most recently, he allowed me to discover the opportunity for my online Bible study. I prayed for his permission to proceed and he approved and provided the resources to accomplish it. I had resources to continue with another 3 or 4 years, but it is not certain that I will. It depends God's leading. Believers should be aware that the motivation of the Holy Spirit is more than just an emotional high. We can get ecstatic at sports events, but that is not like the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Some church leaders think of themselves as cheerleaders, gimme AJ. That's not the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It seems to me that people can profess Jesus as Lord, without actually having been spiritually reborn, but their profession lacks spiritual power to convict and change people's hearts. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:19-20, Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Ephesians 1:14-14, Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.